Jeff, let's talk about one other area as we think about this 2012 wheat crop. What about potential on diseases?
We have some disease out there, and if the weather conditions we've been having persist, it is very favorable for disease development. So I'm not saying that we will have a bad disease year, but so far the conditions have been right for disease development, and things could progress very rapidly if these conditions continue.
When it comes to looking at fungicide use for some of these rusts, what do we need to be doing?
Well, we need to be making that decision really right now. Those fungicides need to be on prior to the wheat flowering. Ideally, they'll go on just before heading when the flag leaf is fully extended. And they have to be a preventative application. It's one of the few issues we have in wheat that we don't really have a threshold. You have to look at your yield potential. Over the long haul, fungicides have boosted our yields by about 10% on average. So you can look at your crop yield potential, figure about how much the value of a 10% increase would be, and then weigh that against the cost of the fungicide application and go ahead and make that decision before disease becomes a problem.
Now, there are some fairly low-cost fungicides that are available to us, aren't there?
There are. We have a lot of excellent fungicides out there to choose from. We have some generic products that are very low cost. We're talking $2 or $3 per acre for the product. And then we have some newer chemistries that are very good, very effective, that combine different fungicide chemistries, and they can go on up to $15 or $18 per acre. So a lot of choices out there.